Hi, I'm Matt Cherry, and I am running for one of the 6 city council positions in Revelstoke.
Ask that again. Yeah, to start, just tell us so we can get to know who you are a little bit as a person, maybe how you, what you do in your spare time, a hobby, a passion.
Yeah, so like many others, I moved to Revelstoke when the ski hill opened. It was what drew me here. I got to spend my first winter here in 2007, and I loved it so much that I came back every year. Since then, I moved here in 2012. I spent a lot of time at the Revelstoke Forum, both playing for the Adult Men's Hockey League, the co-ed, as well as old timers, because I'm getting up there. I bike, I rock climb. I do just about all of the sports I can, knowing that I do have a few injuries that are starting to pile up.
Why are you running for council?
I'm running for council because there's a lot of issues in front of us right now, and I'd like to be at the table to help solve them. My main focus is going to be on housing. I think that I probably have one of the largest backgrounds on our housing issues in town, both from running a property management company in town focused on long-term rentals, to my work is both doing renovations and working on infill development. With my background as my full-time job working in the construction industry as an estimator and a sales rep for a builder, developer, and a manufacturer of housing components, as well as running the Revy Rentals Facebook group, I have a lot of the insights and data that seem to be missing in this conversation.
And why should people vote for you?
I think the community needs a representative that will both listen to them, clearly communicate their needs to the city, as well as somebody who will be open and transparent, somebody trustworthy and dedicated to helping solve the issues that we all face.
You already mentioned housing, but this is a chance to talk about an issue that you'll focus on, or issues, if you get elected.
There's multiple issues I'd like to focus on, housing being my main priority, communication being the second. I think we need to involve the community in decisions being made earlier on in the process rather than after second reading. I'd like to address taxation, fair DCC rates that both protect the town, continue to bring in development, but on a pace that the taxpayer doesn't have to foot the bill. I think we need to look at our economic diversity in town, both our tech industry, our rail, forestry, as well as tourism. And any that I missed, I do apologize. I also want to focus on infrastructure updates, as well as safe school infrastructure. I think it's a low-hanging fruit that our kids don't have sidewalks in front of their schools or adequate, safe ways to get there, as well as supporting climate adaptation.
And talk to me about what you've been doing to prepare in the eventuality that you are elected. How have you been getting ready to be a counselor?
Well, I think I should start off by mentioning that I previously ran in the by-election 2 years ago. I'm currently on the Advisory Planning Commission or Committee for the City of Revelstoke. I'm also on the Economic Development Commission for Revelstoke and Area B. I'm also on a working group focused on policy change related to the housing needs of our town and looking at other municipalities and what they've done both in Canada and the U.S. I've been focused on attending or at least watching city council meetings. I've been to just about every public hearing over the last 2.5-3 years, whether I attended virtually or in person. It is very difficult for me, due to my fear of public speaking, to get up and actually talk, but I'm doing what I can to get over that and practicing for the time that I may be on city council.
Looking at who's running for mayor and council, there's 12 people in total running for mayor and council, 2 women and 1 person who's a visible ethnic minority. What do you think of this lack of diversity of the people running?
I think some of it is a clear representation of the demographic we live in. I would have loved to see more people in general, whether that be women, BIPOC, different age groups, jump up. But unfortunately, it looks like it's unfortunate that we didn't have more people step up with more of a diverse background. But this is what we have to work with. And I believe that most of us are pretty serious about this position and what we can do now for the town.